Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Thank you for being punctual. We are going to jump right on in and get underway. Just a reminder up front, as we typically do, we're going to hear from our guests. And then when we feel like we're finished with that conversation, we will open up the line for a little bit of Q&A. I want to just, again, remind everybody the opportunity that all of us have. There are so many conference calls and Skype and Zoom, so many outlets now that have completely revolutionized not only the network marketing industry, but the way we gather information. And the Internet has been a wonderful tool for that, and I really want to encourage you to take advantage of that, to tailor the message that we all have in sharing NECAN and the five pillars of health, and these amazing products. Take advantage of those tools and bring them to people in the format that they have shared with you is so easily, not only accessible to them, but easily able for them to digest. So just want to remind everybody of that. Live back from Japan, Michael DiMuccio. Good morning.
Good morning, Vance.
I'm sorry that I'm so wired. After I said I got to hear Paul Reiser in person last night, and that was our two oldest daughters' early Father's Day gift to me. And I'm not one to go to comedians. I don't know why. But 90% of what he shared from the stage dealt with what we get to do and introduce people to NECAN. And aging and the pure comedy of it and whatnot. And I'd like to start with you for those who have never heard your story, or as we call it in the industry, an elevator pitch or elevator speech. Take us back to the beginning. This is, what, 26, 27 years ago for you?
26 and a half years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And because I've heard your story told a couple different ways, and I think each time I hear something that was new to me. And so take us back. How did this thing called NECAN, and then I need to make an apology right behind that, but go ahead.
Well, let me start with my elevator pitch, and then we can maybe be a little bit more off the handle. And I want to say I can totally relate to being excited. Two nights ago, I got to see live in concert my favorite all-time singer ever, who is actually from Mexico City, Luis Miguel, and he was as extraordinary live today as he was when I first heard him 25 years ago when I was opening up the market in Mexico. So I'm totally jazzed. I'm still buzzing off of that.
You understand live. It's like going to a Broadway show live. It's not a movie. It's an experience. You don't view it. You participate in it.
Oh, yeah. I was almost as excited to see him as I was to see how the audience was responding to him. It was just really neat.
Yeah,
anyway, Vance, since I can remember, I was always looking to lead an extraordinary life. But at 26 years of age, things were moving in the wrong direction fast. And my low point came when a car accident left me with severe low back pain. 18 months of traditional therapy wasn't working when, out of the blue, a friend introduced me to a simple technology from Japan. Without it, I don't know where I'd be today. The amazing relief that I experienced, that my father experienced, and others I shared it with compelled me to tell the world about it. The ripple effect of this has enabled me to live the lifestyle of my dreams with a great sense of purpose and freedom. So I continue to do what works. I pay forward. That maybe this little-known secret can help the next person like me have a higher quality of life.
And, you know, Michael, when you shared so many things in that one, you confirmed I think Ben Woodward shared it with us about 3-4 years ago, that statistically 91% of people get introduced to NECAN because of the products, and it's not because of a business opportunity or some other avenue. It's just because these products are so unique. They're not things that most of them are not things you can find on store shelves, And with a little bit of an open mind, we get results. And we keep seeing that over and over and over for both you and your father. And I was 24 when I was introduced, and the same thing. Major back injury from doing something very foolish, jumping off a 75-foot waterfall a year and a half prior. And I thought I was going to live that way for the rest of my life. And same thing with my father, my family members. Good vibrations international. And I'm laughing because I completely messed up in the title of your company. And I thought, you know, I've had people say, wellness beyond relief. Well, Vance, what is that? It's not. It's wellness beyond belief. But good vibrations international. What? Explain that.
Well, actually, it's funny. My sister had given me, you know, when everybody goes away on holiday, you get the T-shirt. Well, I got the T-shirt, and she had gone away to St. Martin years ago, and I was actually going downtown to register a company name for my new weekend business. So I had a different name, Pure Energy and whatever, but as I was putting on this T-shirt, the T-shirt has a picture of caricatures dancing and having a party, and it says, we be shaking, we be making good vibrations. That would be a great company name, Good Vibrations International. And of course, the idea being the business, the lifestyle, the everything that stands for, good vibrations, positiveness. And because the business, my background is aerospace engineering, so for me, I understood frequency. I understood that the technology that we were working with augments our frequency, that when you have this frequency shift in how you feel and how you what you think about, higher consciousness, let's say, it's going to have an outcome, a positive outcome. So I just thought it was a really good name for a company that, you know, was working in vibrational medicine, if you will.
And not just a company here in North America, you're in Canada, I'm here in the U.S., but internationally, we're seeing that. You mentioned, you know.
Yeah, that's an important part of it. When I set in motion to build this, I've always had a big picture for myself in terms of the kind of life that I could live, as I said. And when I saw Nikken, obviously being an international business, originating from Japan now, at that time penetrating the North American market, I saw myself as being an international business owner. And so I wasn't playing small, not from the very beginning. I was not playing small. And I think what you host in your mind, in your consciousness, what you host as a possibility for yourself drives your behavior. It drives the way you think, it drives the way you speak, it drives how people perceive you. And so the name of the company had to reflect what I imagined my company to become, an international influence.
And just that alone, I think so many of us don't realize the magnitude. As somebody asked me a couple of days ago, and I did the same thing you just did. I went into my elevator speech, not a pitch, not a twisting or something as a sales perspective, but just simply that story. And I cannot encourage everyone who's listening to this to do that. Take your story and condense it down into 30 to 45 seconds, 60 at the longest point. And share it just like Michael did, with a little bit of passion, because people will resonate to it. It doesn't have to be a memorized script. It just needs to be your story, because people, this is such a foreign concept, no pun intended, that came from Japan to our little lives. And so many of us, and I think back to, you know, in our little town of Corbett, Oregon, outside of Portland where we live, and it's still not saturated. And we're constantly introducing people. And I think I might have stepped into the Russian market this week. And I woke up this morning thinking, okay, how do I follow up on that? How do I follow? Somebody I introduced to the bracelets, because they can't have a garden They live on 2 acres, and I got word last night that she's still wearing the bracelets, and now she's telling other people about it. And I'm going, she's not even a customer yet. I had some old bracelets that were a discontinued color. I gave them to her. But I want to talk about, and speaking of international, you just recently returned from Japan, the birthplace of Miken. And having been there, having traveled through Asia, it's an amazing experience. Part of Team Kaizen, which for some folks that could seem way out of the box, like too far-fetched, how could I be part of the top elite in Miken internationally? Tell us about that, and what was the motivation for you to become part of Team Kaizen?
Oh, great question. Can I just make one last comment about
absolutely.
That international? I think it's really important to note that whether you incorporate a company or you just name a company, you do it. You give your business a name. It's almost like when we name the animals. You know, they become personal. It becomes something separate and apart from yourself that you can tend to and nurture, et cetera. And I think it's really important that we don't see ourselves as the business, because that's such a small and limited perspective that it literally closes doors. But when you see yourself creating a company that's going to have talented, multi-talented people as part of it, then you're in the process of building a company. It's not so much about what talent you have, but it's about what talent you can bring to your company. And so now the doors open and the possibilities become much larger. And I think when we do that, we don't compare ourselves to other people. For instance, Mike DiMuccio, he's the Royal Diamond. No, Mike DiMuccio is the CEO of Good Vibrations International. That is a Royal Diamond. If you were to go to Miken's head office and you would look on the paperwork, you would see that the payee who gets the check, Good Vibrations International, whoever owns that company or whoever manages that company or whoever is running that company at the time. So I'm the person who gets that role to play because I started it, but I could pass this on to the next generation, my children, etc. So when you name your company, when you give your company a name, it takes on a new personality and all kinds of new possibilities emerge, because now it's not limited by what you see yourself as, but it can now be inclusive of other people, talent that you can bring to it. So I just wanted to make that point, because I think it's such a huge, huge point that in network marketing we don't teach and we need to teach.
Well, and I think that's the third part of the ICANN mantra, something that I wake up every single morning and have been now for over a year and a half. Yeah, I recite that from memory while laying in bed, and that third part of it is my ICANN attitude allows me to teach people something that will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. But I look back at that in naming, you know, Wellness Beyond Belief for Stacy and I. We weren't even married. I just met her, but there was something that jumped out of me that was written, oh my goodness, almost 5,000 years ago in the Old Testament, in this little book called Habakkuk. And right in the very beginning, he told this gentleman, you know, God did, and he said, I'm going to do something in your life that's beyond belief. That raised my awareness of how big this could be. And I look at, well, let's take my parents' company name, Freedom Unlimited. Well, what does that mean? Well, I look at them today, they're both 76, and they have an amazing amount of freedom because of the decisions they made and because simply naming a company. So you're right. We can downplay this or we can upplay it, however you want to do it, but it is important. This is a business for most of us. And if we treat it as such, there's certain things that you give a. Can you give your Uber analogy before we even talk about Japan? And what I mean
sure.
by that is, go for it.
Well, essentially, Uber, they shifted an industry just by providing a platform for people to become self-employed and a turnkey business system. And because it was it's such a simple system. Anybody who's driving already or has a license or has access to a vehicle, they can turn that into an income-producing opportunity where they are able to have flexible hours, turn it on, turn it off at will. And that is highly appealing to this younger generation, this next generation, and even the older generation who's looking to add more income to their life or even diversify their portfolio of what it is they think themselves at. So what Uber did that made them go from 60 million to 60 billion plus in 5 years was they made this system very scalable. And scalability is what allows the thing to grow very, very quickly. Scalable essentially means duplicatable. And that's the exact nature of our business. Scalability of our business is if I can do something simple enough that generates an income and create a platform where others can do it as well, then the scalability of that is only limited to the scope of my platform. And in the case of Mecan, we're operating in many countries, over 20 countries, so your scalability is literally 20 countries. And when you mentioned the word saturation, I kind of chuckled inside because I thought, man, we haven't even saturated the baby boom market, not even close, let alone the next generation and the generation after that, who don't even know we exist. There is so much work to do in keeping Mecan in the minds and hearts of people. There are people that have never heard of it. We could spend the next 20 years just penetrating the next generation, trying to penetrate the next generation. So, and that's what I focus on, by the way. I'm looking for who's going, if you think of the record industry, it doesn't go away. It's a platform to enable the next generation artists to come through and become stars. And so Mecan is like that platform. It's just here, and it's going to always be here because it's relevant and it remains relevant. In fact, it's more relevant today than ever before, especially the products. So it's a platform that's here for the next generation or the next individual who wants to take it and run with it, just like Uber. Uber's there for anybody who wants to step into a business, a turnkey business, with some simplicity and ease.
Right, and the neatest thing that I love about what we have is just like when you did, you and I joined at a time where we had to fax in an application and fax in an order, or I guess we could pick up the phone and punch it in or talk to a live order entry people. Mecan has been changed or modified or improved so many times over the years in that now, because of the internet, we literally, we don't need any office supplies. There's no overhead. All the things that even to have a license to be an Uber driver, and I look at that and I understand the construction industry and what that takes to do it legitimately. You have to have a contractor's license. There's insurance. There's bonds to pay, and it's not cheap. And it scares a lot of people. I have a lot of colleagues or friends that I've known over the years that were in construction. The gentleman that did I'm sitting in our entertainment room, and the gentleman that did the remodel on our house, he's no longer in the construction industry because of all the different things involved in it, but he provides a glorified Uber service for handicapped people, and he has vehicles, and we saw his kid the other day driving, but to go from construction to running a taxi cab service, it's funny, but it takes initiative, I'm so grateful that people like you who have stepped out to do that, and just like being part of Team Kaizen, I'll go full circle back to there, because Stacy and I have been part of that group now, and three times, I've lost count, but this replaced the Elite President's Club group. In that was limited to a certain position, a certain rank and above, whereas Team Kaizen, it's the door is wide open, and people who are either brand new or like yourself have been in a quarter century plus, and it fascinates me that there's so few of us that are taking advantage of it. And I'll still lump myself into it, even though we're not part of it this year. But anybody at any point can make that decision, and just like we're talking about making a decision to have a business name, to treat this as a business, not as a hobby, but as a business. Tell us about Japan, because you were just there a few weeks ago.
I did, by the way, make it a conscious decision to join Team Kaizen. There was a number of motives behind that, but it was a decision. It was a choice. And I, like anybody else, had to find the people. I don't know if you recall, last year I spent most of my days on an airplane. I was crisscrossing the globe on behalf of the launch that the Active Wellness Tour that I had put together to focus the attention of the field and everyone on a reach-out campaign. So in spite of the fact that I had so much going on and so little time to localize and focus on creating and helping people go silver, I still wanted to do it. I still decided that I was going to do it, and if for no other reason than to lead the field, to show them even the busiest of us can hunker down and find some people and help them make some decisions. And so it was only 4 months into the last 4 months of the year that I was like, well, I better get on. And so I did produce 4 silvers in 3 months, actually. And so I think all great things begin with a vision and a decision. So it's doable. And then, of course, what are the benefits? Well, let's start with a trip to Japan. Now, I've been to Japan 4 other times on Nikkan, so I already knew what to expect. I was excited for everybody who was going to experience it for the first time, because I just am in awe of Japan in every sense of it, every aspect of it. From the moment you land and you get to the airport, how you're treated and welcomed into the country, to when you get to the parking lot to wait for your bus and you see every car in the parking lot is spotless, to the way their transportation system works. We went, it's the largest city in the world. Greater Tokyo area is 34 million people, largest city on earth. You would never know it if you were judging it by traffic. Never know it. They have a highway system that is literally standing on stilts, 2-3 levels high, running through the entire city. So you can get from point A to point B, lickety-split at highway speed before you get yourself down to ground level and enter the local area. So it's just everything from that to the humility of the people to the deep attention to detail. If you ask anybody who was on that trip, you will invariably hear them say, they think of everything, and they literally seem to think of everything. I mean, even the toilets are something.
I knew you were going to mention the toilet seats. I had never seen a remote control for a toilet seat prior to going to Japan.
Well, it's actually pretty smart. If you think about it, it's not a foolish thing at all when you consider how hygienic it is, how nice it is, and the fact that it does the job that it does when it's a kind of an important job, if you think about it.
But we're not going to digress too much there.
No, but just the idea that they would even think about something like that, that there's such attention to detail, quality. And so when Nikkan was first introduced to me, I knew the fact that it was originating from Japan already set it apart from pretty much anything I'd ever heard of. Because there's always quality. There's always something of great quality that comes from that country. And I didn't know this at the time, but I later found out, and we still, for the most part, don't even know this, but in the number one or two spot of every industry on earth, they have a company in the number one or two spot. Whether you're talking insurance, you're talking about automotive industry, whatever you're talking about. And it's like, how do they do that? Well, they bring a level of attention to detail that is extraordinary, and you get to experience that in your everyday life when you're there, and we did. We got to experience that full class, first class.
And the food is over the top. It's, and especially in a big city, it's expensive. However, it's over the top, and I know Japan as a people, they lead the developing countries as far as longevity, as far as the lowest number of diseases, And I'm always fascinated by that. For any culture that can take advantage of technology and say, hey, this is where it's, we're the opposite here in North America. We're continuing to over-medicate. I love Herb Rapp's analogy of people with, you know, pipes up their noses, and, you know, that just,
it's the exploitation of people is what
that's what I was looking for, yeah. And
in Japan, it's much more about the whole. I'll give an example. When we were on the bus, we had a tour guide who was absolutely amazing. And in Japan, you don't drop garbage. There's no garbage can to put anything in anywhere. So you literally have to carry your garbage around. They give you garbage, little garbage, plastic garbage bags to carry your garbage around, which is typical in Japan. So if you were consuming food or whatever, you stuff it in the bag, and at the end of the day, you take your garbage home and you put it in your garbage disposal. It's just that kind of, and it's a norm. It's a social norm. And so their social norms are really about the whole, the experience as a whole, as a populace, rather than the exploitation of individuals. And I think that's why Nikken comes from a much more pure place in the five pillars concept than any other network marketing company I've seen.
And that concept of, you're saying, pure, pushing the envelope on the word responsibility of individuals, it's the opposite. And again, I'm not going to diss North Americans. I don't want to come across that way. But I think we miss the responsibility. I just read an article this morning. Again, we keep seeing this over and over, and the responsibility that we have towards waste or litter. And you talk about that. The Japanese, again, they're leading the way. The spirit of Kaizen. What can I do today to improve myself so that I can impact those around me? Something that the founder of this company, Mr. Isamu Masuda, implemented right from the get-go. How do you see that going forward, and how strong do we need to be in sharing that message with other people?
Well, I think the best way to share a message is to be the example of it. And so as we embrace this within ourselves, which is kind of how it's like in Japan, even the children, the way they dress, they're all in uniform, etc. They're taught at an early stage to be responsible. And then as a collective, everyone is responsible. And so it works. And I think that as we embrace the philosophy of Nikken, the spirit of Nikken, to become a human being, more a better version of ourselves, what we do is lay a foundation for everyone who is influenced by us in our lives, beginning with our family, and then the extended family, and then the people, our acquaintances, work, colleagues, etc. So as we become more aware of striving to be a better version of ourselves, as we pursue that, we also enable others to do the same. And that includes, by the way, wealth. I think we have a great concept, healthy by choice, and we're going to add wealthy by choice to that concept, because it really is a choice. We can learn to be financially independent. We can become that if we choose that, and we strive to develop our understanding of it and our application of it. So I just think that the more we take on responsibility for a better version of ourselves, then we'll start to influence the people around us. And that's kind of the idea. You know, you spread the message one person at a time.
You know, and I was so challenged by Kimball Sargent, who was with you in Japan. By the way, Kimball will be with us next Saturday. And so challenged by her a few months ago. She came back from an event that was in Utah and said, made a declaration and saying, look, I've got to become the example, just like what you said. First, we've got to live out the five pillars, healthy body, mind, family, finances, and society. We're never going to be perfect in all five of those areas. It's not here on earth, okay? It's not possible. However, we can at least get going in the right direction. And Mike, I again want to say thank you, because you've been that example to myself, to our family so many years, and just saying, look, we have to change our mindset. And the I Can Attitude course that you, William Todd, and Marty Jeffries put together is still available. We're doing it now for the 7th time. Some of our members had done it even prior, but leading people through that. And I think what continues to spur me forward is, even though there is negativity out there, we can make a decision to not stick our head in the proverbial sand, but just say, look, I don't have to be running. What would you, let's wrap a bow on this conversation here. What would you say is the strongest thing that you do every day that keeps you going forward to living a life as the CEO of Good Vibrations International that all of us can do, that maybe we're just missing it? Is there a secret to your success, so to speak?
You know, I'm always striving to make the experience of Niken as a whole better. I sort of put on the hat that it's not anybody else's company, it's my company as much as it is your company. And the viability of the company, the success of people in the company, that is going to determine the longevity of the company. And so I never wait for something to happen. I'm always in the thick of it trying to make things happen. I like to be creative. I like to bring my solutions or some ideas to the table. Another reason for being on Team Kaizen is I have a voice with the inner circle of Niken's decision makers. And more than that, I built relationships with these individuals so that I could have a voice with them when I have some ideas that I'd like to see implemented. So for me, a lot of my creative time, if you will, is in problem solving. You know, my engineering mind is always looking for solutions to streamline this business to, and also to be innovative in the process, because as you said, you know, Niken has kept up and changed with times, and that's a necessary component to our viability, is to adapt and adopt technology, etc. So one of the things that I do quite often, I'm an early adopter to technology, especially when it helps our business and the Uber concept of scalability. For instance, Zoom. I was one of the first people to bring Zoom into the Niken family in my business, and then not long after that, WhatsApp, which has almost become ubiquitous. In fact, I almost rarely now broadcast on the back office because I have group chats with my leaders in WhatsApp. So it's real time, it's fast, and I can share any information, whether it's video, photo, text, documents of every kind. So it's just another world. And in our business, the speed of information is very, very relevant, very important. And connectivity of people is very relevant, very important. I don't know if you've noticed, but I sure don't have much time for emails anymore. and that seems to be the trend. I'm not alone in this. So we're moving to an online platform where texting is sort of the thing, and messaging and short to the point, and that's why WhatsApp is such an indispensable aspect of our business. So I to answer your short question in a long way, I tend to stay creative, and that's what keeps me involved and interested and expanding. Because, for instance, I'm looking right now to get an intern, hire an intern from one of the local universities here to help me learn how to do social media, how to brand myself and Niken using social media. It's something I've almost avoided, but I know I can't avoid. In spite of the fact that I do have a pretty active presence on Facebook, I have almost no presence on Instagram, which is really where it's at, where this next generation is concerned, and I'm interested in bringing Niken to this next generation.
And you know, in what you're saying, I have an ace up my sleeve, an ally, so to speak, in my wife, because she has learned how to drive those social media outlets, and Facebook was the big thing. Well, even 10 years ago, it was MySpace. And now, if you mention the word MySpace to people that are 20 years old and younger, they have no clue what you're talking about. Because it was a thing that evolved and changed and disappeared. But Instagram. And for those of us who refuse, like myself, we better figure out a way to utilize it, because there are some people that still use email format. I received an email sometime yesterday. I responded to it this morning. And all it said was, Vance, I want to buy progesterone from you. I don't know this person. I have no idea how to... I looked at the name over and over. Well, I have to use their format, email, to respond back to them. And I said, can you please call me or text? Because once I have their phone number, the only key component I'm missing is their mailing address. Then we can get them registered to NECAN. But again, as you're saying that, again, it goes all the way back to, you know, Good Vibrations International. We have to find out what people are looking for and modify NECAN, and it's so easy to do.
And recruit some talent. I mean, what a great opportunity for me to introduce somebody of a younger generation to NECAN. Say, look, I'm running an international business. Part of my business needs to expand into social media. I'm looking for somebody who has a little bit of know-how. Do you think that when they get exposed to my business and NECAN, they're not going to be interested?
It's a really wonderful recruiting technique, to say the least. Oh, my goodness. And all of us, I want to, because I know some people listening right now, they're thinking, because we, you know, before we started the recording, we had so many people from all over North America. And they're thinking, man, I've never thought about a business name. I've never thought about going international, you know, leave the country. I've never even left my own county, for Pete's sakes. And yet we do have to think outside of the box, but it all starts someplace. I never thought I would have an international business today. I never thought I would travel to all the different countries that we've had, that we've been literally blessed. I never thought that 2 to 3 years from now we would be looking at living overseas. And yet I can still do NECAN, but I have to think outside of the box. And Michael, you've been an amazing example of that, and I so appreciate it. And again, I have to say thank you for the whole ICANN attitude course, you know, because it really does start with our attitude, our perception, making a decision every day. And I know
well,
you and I...
Well, hats off to you for keeping that program going.
But, and it's there. And we've had more... We've got... I keep saying, how can it get better than this, you know, the current group. However, we just added another person, and we're halfway through it. We now have 4 family members of the same family. Suzanne Steele, her aunt, her sister, and I didn't even get the connection on the 4th one that just joined. She said, I'm a quick learn, can I join it? And I said, absolutely. And we're seeing so much change so fast. We're doing more 3-ways than we've ever done. And but again, it's not a one size fits all. However, people can utilize this, and those of us who are self-motivated, who want to learn. But I want to, again, go back to, for Michael, for you, this journey started because of a product experience. And 91% that's the majority. That's like a landslide victory in the world of politics. 91% of people out there, they're looking for something to improve that first pillar, the healthy body. And we, even though we spent most of this conversation talking about business, I don't want to negate that.
Well, I think that's important. However, I want to qualify that a little bit more. The person who knew me, who introduced this to me, knew that I was also interested in an opportunity. So I think the approach they used was simply to pique my interest and to get me in front of them, because when I actually got in front of them that night in their living room, they didn't show me a product. They showed me an entire story, the whole NECAN experience, the video that went with this product, et cetera. So I got served the full enchilada in that introduction. So they utilized the product to pique my interest. to get me into the conversation. Then, but they didn't limit the conversation to the product. They exposed me to the whole thing. But then we fall back to the product. So it's kind of like the opportunity is the window dressing, but I'm only interested in the window dressing if this product actually delivers. And when it did, and it didn't take very much time, and then when I experienced it again through my father's experience, I began to see what I had been introduced to as the business idea, which was, in fact, it was one very distinct line in the video that I can still remember. That first night that I was introduced to this in that first video, the person on the video said, "You can sell just about anything to anyone. They may like it, and they may even tell someone about it. But when you can take away someone's pain, they'll tell everyone about it." And that is what I was experiencing. I was seeing that happen in my life. In a matter of 48 hours, I saw so much of that that I realized that what I had seen, what I had been introduced to, what was presented to me was for real. And so what that meant was not just the product, but the opportunity was for real. And so I took it and ran with it from that point. So I want to say that the product, when I utilize the product, it's often to find that point of interest, to pique the interest, to have a starting point, but I don't limit it to that. I want to make sure that whoever I'm in front of has the opportunity to know, which is why, by the way, my elevator speech includes freedom and purpose in one of the lines, in the lifestyle of my dreams. I want them to know that this can be a vehicle, not just for their betterment of health, but also for their future in terms of income and freedom and lifestyle. So I want to make sure that I don't leave that stone unturned.
And that's so, so vitally important. And again, I want to just, if we can finish with that, because so many of us, our world, especially in small town America or big city, our circle of influence, we can get saturated or we can become overwhelmed with what's going on around the world. And perspective is everything. And that's why I guess I latched on to the I Can Attitude course, is because it allowed me to escape away from this little small town where we live and start thinking outside of the box. And it really launched for our family. I mean, I've got a daughter right now that's utilizing Instagram. Last night when we were going to bed, she was getting up in Tanzania and they're getting on a plane to go to Uganda. And she you could see it coming through the Stacy's phone as I'm going, "Oh my goodness, it's almost midnight. I want to go to bed." And yet she's so excited because she's getting to go to yet another country. And here's a kid who has been, you know, conceived, birthed, grown up on Niken, but this philosophy of thinking beyond. And in a few weeks, our next one, our 16-year-old, is headed to Peru to climb Machu Picchu and work in orphanages, something that she would tell you years ago she didn't enjoy kids. Not the case today. And here she's traveling all the way to Peru. And so, again, Michael, you've been an amazing example, and I appreciate that. I thank you for taking this much time out of your Elvis Saturday morning to share with us. And I would encourage everyone, if what Michael's talking about, if it's resonated with you, you just go on YouTube. Everybody knows about YouTube. Even if people that don't have computers, they know how to get on YouTube. And it's really simple. Just type in Michael DiMuccio and watch what pops up. There's so many amazing of the different things that you've shared this morning to expound on that, to get us thinking. It does take a re-education of sorts to start thinking a different way. And it is all possible that all of us can have, as you know, Dennis Williams taught me years ago, to live the life that we only dream about. And Jeff M. Blarcombe said the same thing, that if we're willing to do it. So, again, Michael DiMuccio,
I totally concur.
Michael DiMuccio has been our guest this morning, and as a quick reminder, if he covered something you want to go back and revisit again, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where everything is posted, and I want to draw your attention. There's a tab that says 2018 recordings, and just you'll look at the date, and it's right there. Steve usually gets those posted faster than anything else, and then in a few days' time, you'll see the more polished thing on the blog site. But it's all there. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. So, Michael, thank you again. I'll bid you farewell until our next chat.
Thank you very much. Thanks
all
for
right.
inviting me.